The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hi, Diana.
Hey, Nate. What's going on, my dear friend?
Oh, not too much. It's the Dirty Dozen episode of the Well Hung Podcast.
Oh, shit. Dirty D's. Oh, you're Nate. That's N. Never mind.
Yeah. Oh, well. It's all good.
Dirty Dozen. Shit, really?
12 shows.
12. Wow. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and Nate for hanging in there and dealing with my bitch ass for 12 episodes.
Well, thanks for doing it. We appreciate it. We also appreciate the support on the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It's been great. This is literally, April has been the best month ever.
Yay.
You were asking me last week, and then it was just like this explosion of popularity. So thank you, everybody, who's been buying their Amazon stuff through our Shop Amazon tab.
It was probably the Easter shopping and stuff, too.
I don't know.
We'll take it either way, but yeah. Like,
it's weird because it's actually a little bit higher than it was in December for Christmas.
Oh, so we'll just keep making up holidays for you guys to shop for and use the Amazon tab on the Nate Darling Show.
Well, we don't need to because we've got Mother's Day coming up in May.
Oh shit, yeah.
Father's Day is coming up in June. Then you've got the 4th of July, and then there's the sunscreen season in August. And then it's so back hot. Back to school.
Oh, yeah. Back to school shopping. I remember when that was a thing.
And then Halloween.
Oh, yeah, that too.
And then you're back into your Christmas shopping.
Ah, damn. This year's gone by so fast.
I know. It's almost over, isn't it?
I hope so. This year's been shit. besides this whole thing.
Yeah, it was my last year, so it sort of goes in cycles like that. I just celebrated, celebrate is a strong word, 7 years in Sacramento for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know what to say to
that. I know,
it's like a mixture of I'm sorry and congratulations.
It's like, that's awesome. I don't know about that. And I just celebrated 1 year at Fox 40 here in Sacramento.
Congratulations.
That one actually worthy, yes.
Yes, nice. I was like, congratulations, question mark. I mean, it's still Fox. Just kidding.
But it's a local Fox affiliate. It's not,
yes.
It's not like I work with Sean Hannity. That guy's a tool, by the way. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
from what you've observed.
We're the people that bring you Family Guy and that sort of stuff.
Which is, that's totally cool in my book. If I had cable, I'd totally watch your shit.
Well, you don't need cable to watch.
I mean, by
shit.
Cable, I mean a TV that can plug into anything.
Yeah, like an antenna. It's free. Free, I tell you.
Okay. I didn't want to put it on blast, but I don't have a TV. Thanks, Nate. So now everyone knows I don't have a TV. I want one.
Okay.
And my birthday's May 12th.
At least we have that because it's so frustrating for me when people proudly proclaim, I don't have a TV. I read. And I just want to go, good for you. Do you walk around with a fucking candle and a stocking cap on, too, just because? You know what? They've invented electricity in the TV. Get with it.
Yeah. I mean, I think TV is good just because it keeps you up to date. I feel like I'm so behind on society without TV. I mean, I encourage reading. Not saying TV is a replacement for reading. I think people need to read more. I am a firm believer in that. Well, at least some book. I mean,
no.
What do you mean, no? You don't think people need to read more?
No, because the problem is people just read Harry Potter and pointless
okay,
shit like
let
that.
Let me refer. Okay, first off, hold on. He means Twilight because Harry Potter is a gift. It's a gift.
Okay.
He means Twilight. But, I mean, I think like classics. Like, I don't think a lot of people read just like good books, you know, anymore. And I think they're just getting lazy, which is fine. It's a little sad. I'm guilty of it too, but that's not because I'm lazy. It's because I'm tired all the time. Okay, lazy works too. If we're just being honest, I am a lazy person.
Whatever. I just get when I read, I get sleepy, and then my eyes close, and then reading's impossible.
Reading is work, man.
It is.
It's a lot of work using those brain cells that you don't normally typically use.
It's not even that because I read all the time, but it's normally a computer screen or I'm reading.
Yeah.
I read a ton of stuff. It's just not, I'm not reading fiction. I'm not reading about how I should lean in or bring back America or whatever. I'm reading stuff online.
I didn't realize like how much I miss school. One of my friends, she's writing a research paper right now, but she's still in school. And so she asked me help because my major was research. I was a social major. So like it was essentially just research papers and bullshit. And so I forgot like how much I missed it, like reading about stuff and like I feel smarter it doesn't mean I am by right. any means, but I feel like people don't really do that kind of shit anymore. They all take it for granted because once you get older, no one like tells you that you kind of like before I didn't do this shit because people I was forced to, but now I kind of miss it, but I don't know where to go. So I just kind of watch Hulu.
Okay.
Instead. Or documentaries. I love documentaries.
Well, I don't know. I'm just frustrated. I get frustrated with people who basically stop learning about stuff.
Yeah, that is like a big turnoff for me, actually. Like, I don't date people who are just kind of like, I'm not interested. Like, they could be a fucking dime piece, and I just, like, they'll just, we have no interest in learning whatsoever, and I just shut down. I don't. For some reason, it's just a complete turn off. Like, it's not, you don't have to be this super intelligent. It's just if you have a thirst to learn, I think that's a beautiful, very attractive trait in another person.
I agree. I think when you stop wanting to learn is when you really start to die. I just got deep.
That was deep. I was like, damn. Hella making me question life in general.
That's what we do. That's what podcasts are for, questioning yeah. life.
But I mean,
but as Wham said so eloquently in the 80s, choose life. And who can argue with a t-shirt?
That's, you really can't argue with a t-shirt
with really large block printing on it.
Yeah. I mean, do you think technology, what do you think of those tablet like books and shit, like the, what are the Kindles? What do you think of those?
I don't mind them because I have a tablet and that's what I download books onto.
Yeah.
So I use that for reading partially because I have a bookshelf, and if you look over to your left, you'll see a bookshelf with a bunch of books stacked up on it, and they're books that I might have read once, I'm never going to read again. It's not like I'm going to pass them on to anybody. So then they just take up space in your life. So unless you're somebody who wants to go, look at all of the things I have read. I have many, my apartment smells of rich mahogany, and I have many leather-bound books, to quote Anchorman 1.
That's pretty much when I get my own apartment. I'm going to get a bookshelf and just put books on it so I can, like, and all the classics and stuff, pretend I, like, read all of them and be like, look how well-versed I am in life.
Do you have room for that many cassettes? Books on tape. Anyway.
Fucking hater. Hater.
It's a books on tape joke. No one to laugh when you make fun of the other person. In
yeah,
the
and who's crying in the corner right now because they're just so. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, I know. But everybody's on their tablets and
yeah,
their
and computer screens. I mean, like that's the thing. Like that article you showed me about the cafe that says no more, like no more computer screens. Essentially, right? It's just tablets, even tablets like Kindles and stuff. They say you can read, but you can't read on a computer screen.
Right. It's August 1st. Bakery and cafe in Burlington, Vermont, my home state, has something different about it. There used to be the familiar glow of laptop screens and the clicking of keyboards, but now all those devices are banned. University of Vermont student said, I was here working on my laptop, and I looked over and saw there's a sign that says laptop free. During a recent visit, this student was shocked that using her computer was against the rules. She said her friend started talking with her about it. They're both on screens, so, you know, of course they were oblivious to the rest of the world. And then said, should I go up and apologize? Now, that's not how they started, though. When they first started, the owner, Jody Whalen, opened 4 years ago, offered free Wi-Fi to customers because that's what you do with a coffee shop and bakery. Students, like the one from UVM, flocked to the business and started typing away and staying all day. So the problem became customers would come in, look around for a table, and I've been to places and experienced this, too. And you look around, you go, oh, shit, there's no place to sit. And then you turn around and leave. So that's what was happening. So she decided that there would be no more screens. She did it gradually, first by shutting off the Wi-Fi. And then they banned the screens during lunch when they were really busy. And at first, people were disappointed, but they saw their sales increase because of it. Because what's socially acceptable when it comes to using a laptop in public? Now, the students are saying it's how much money you spend. They say things like, oh, you should buy something every 2 hours if you're just going to be here and work all day. But no, it's not as simple as that.
Why not?
Because you're basically, when you walk into a coffee shop like that, you'll have a table that would normally, if it were a lunchtime, you would have three people or four people sitting
on
this table.
Oh, okay. If it's a big table, I understand that. If it's like a small, like one-person table.
Yeah, but there's no such thing as a one-person table in a coffee shop. You put a chair around the smallest thing. How much space do you need for a cup of coffee?
Oh, I mean, but if you're getting lunch too with the plate and then
right. But the bottom line is, I've been to places like here in Sac. I've been to Tupelo, which is closer to Sac State, over in East Sac, and I'll walk in and there's like no place because everybody is spread out there with their laptops and they're reading and they've got their, and it's like, is this your dorm room or what?
I like working. Okay, I see both sides of this. And it's funny when you said this to me, I actually got into a disagreement, a big disagreement, because my roommate and I didn't agree on this at all. I mean, friend. So what had happened was, we got in a disagreement because you want to go to a coffee shop. But like for me, if I go someplace, at least if I'm going to work someplace, I'm one to purchase something. Mm-hmm. My parents own a small business. I know how it goes.
Sure.
You know? And so like he was like, no, like no one's going to kick you out if you don't buy anything, which I don't agree with 100%, because I was like, that's not true. One, like they might not, if they don't kick you out, they're going to be mean mugging you. And two, they will.
Well, especially if they're Asian.
Yeah, duh. Well, you can't really tell, because when I try to meme mug, it looks like I'm blinking. It's bullshit. So, and then, or two, like, you know, it's just disrespectful. Like, you're going to another person's place of business. You're taking space away from someone else, and you're not going to purchase anything.
Right.
Just because you want to get out of your house. But for me, like, I see the other side where, like, I work better in a coffee shop with a more, like, noisy surrounding, but, like, I'm kind of in my own bubble. But I've gone to places and I've stayed there all day. But I would make sure like I purchase something at least every, I don't know, whenever I finish my drink, or like I'll get lunch or something. And then after that, I'll go move and then I'll go to another place or I'll go somewhere else. I just never felt, it's like going to someone's house. Like I felt I can overstay my welcome places. So, but I see what they're trying to do and I agree with it. I also think there is like a courtesy baseline, I guess, where like, yeah, I think the whole buying a drink every 2 hours, as long as you're not taking up the biggest fucking table.
Yeah, but if everybody does that, see, and here's the thing, it's your business, you can do what you want, because most businesses don't do this. Most businesses are like, yeah, here's free Wi-Fi, come on in, buy a cup of coffee every 2 hours, because you know that $350 in profit that we're getting off of you every 2 hours, so over the course of an 8-hour day, we're making a good $9 off of you today. So that'll pay our rent, right? $9 a day times 12 tables?
Let me rephrase my statement. I don't mind going to Starbucks and doing that kind of shit, but if it's a local coffee shop
right.
with a small business, I do have different feelings and standards, and this might make me a bad person or whatever, double standard bullshit. But if it's a big corporation like Starbucks, I don't feel guilty staying there and having a drink every couple hours. But if it's like a small coffee like mom and pop shop, I'll probably stay there a couple hours and just get one drink and then leave.
Yeah, and I think it depends. I mean, as a business owner, you can do whatever you want. You can go.
No, yeah, I agree with that completely.
Bring it open, whatever. My whole thing is like, it depends on how busy it's starting to get.
Yeah, I leave when it gets busy,
If it's starting to get busy and it's starting to be a lot of people milling around, that's when I go, you know what? I don't need to be taking up space. There's people who want to.
Yeah.
Because it does suck when you're trying to go in someplace to eat lunch or do whatever like that. And you can't find a place to sit, and you're like, oh, well, I guess I'll go. I wanted to come here, but I guess I'll go somewhere else.
Yeah.
This is kind of an interesting little place. Everything that they make is handmade in Burlington, Vermont, right there in the bakery. So it's kind of a cool little thing. And there's plenty of other things. Although not a lot of Starbucks in Vermont.
Yeah, that probably explains a lot. I like. I don't know. I thought it was interesting, too, because not only, I don't know, if their main reason for it was, because then they mentioned also a tidbit about how they did it, because, like, interaction with people, too. You know, did they mention that, or am I making that up in my head?
No. They mentioned that in the piece as well.
Yeah.
Because
it's not the big reason behind it, obviously. She's not, like, obviously trying to make a social change in the world, but I really respected her policy, as long as not everyone does it. Because there's some places I still want to go and just chill. But I really, really respected her policy, because I was like, yeah, I really, it bothers me. It actually really, I hate hanging out with people and they're on their phones just like Tumbling or Facebooking. And I feel guilty as hell when I do it. And usually when I do it, it's because it's like for comedy, like I'm trying to get a show or like promoting, like, I constantly have to be on my phone for, like, business reasons, because in my mind, that is business.
Mm-hmm.
But socially, like, if I'm with someone else, especially if I'm trying to get to know them, I hate being on my phone. I think it's hella rude. And then also, like, computers, whatever, unless it's something you guys are doing together. But if it's, like, completely separate, like, it's obvious you're just bored. And so if you're one-on-one going, like, hey, let's go, Nate, let's go to coffee together, and then you bring your laptop and you're just doing that, I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, we're not actually socializing or having a conversation. I'm living in my little world, and you just happen to be an ancillary part of it.
Yeah, and I think it's really cool. You go walk into a coffee place and people are actually talking to each other.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely a throwback.
Yeah.
To what the way things used to be. It's also nice to take a break, too, and close your laptop and, you know, leave your cell phone in your pocket or your bag.
Yeah, yay to Vermont, the little cafe in Vermont, not the whole state. Let's not jump the gun there.
Well, they are very gay friendly.
Oh, yay Vermont! Yeah, that's right. You guys were one of the first states to legalize
civil unions.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, and thanks for giving us half ass shit.
Well, it's better than no shit, which is what you're getting everywhere else.
You know what? Touche. But screw you. That's cool. I mean,
but now gay marriage is legal in Vermont.
Yay, gays. Too bad. I was like, yay, gay marriage. I'm like, cool. If I ever get that, it just reminds, I hate, like, yay, gay marriage. And I'm like, not excited, because I'm like, it just reminds me how far away I'm from marriage. Like, I still had a good 10 years before this was relevant to me.
Well, you never know. You never know. You could meet somebody tomorrow and, you know, moving at the speed of lesbian, it could be. I mean, you could be married by Labor Day. I mean, I have to remember to name the show the Speed of Lesbian.
Yes, please name it the Speed of Lesbian. Oh my gosh! If only try that. I feel like I'm maturing. Where, like, I'm maturing, but also then again, I haven't been in a relationship or anything close to in that for a while. So it's kind of like maybe I'm speaking a little too soon, but yeah, you're right that the Speedo lesbian probably could be married. Yeah, but I don't meet anyone, so I'm still gonna hold on to the fact that gay marriage being legalized and everyone fucking broadcasting it pisses me off in a non-anti-gay way. Let me rephrase that. In a I'm just bitter towards the world way. Don't take no one else take that shit personally, okay? Yay for gay marriage, the whole society progressing, love that shit. But I'm still a bitter old bitch that's just angry.
All right, let me say something trite and meaningless. You could meet somebody any moment. You never know. It happens when you least expect it.
Yeah, fuck that shit. I've been least expecting it for like 3 years now.
I love it when people offer that sort of advice. Oh, no, you got to put yourself out there. See, that's the whole thing.
I hate
put
that
yourself
shit.
Out there.
I was talking to my friend and she's like, you know, it's good that you're single. This was a while back. It's good that you're single, you know, me time, like, it's good to be alone and all this. And I was like, do you know how people punish other, like, people in prison?
They make them be alone.
Yeah, so how the fuck are you gonna come at me and tell me that being alone is a wonderful thing when you can't punish anyone anymore? You're gonna send them by themselves.
Well, I mean, I'm an only child, so being alone doesn't really bother me. I don't get freaked out by being alone with my own thoughts. And I do believe, as someone who has been divorced twice, that if you get your mind right about yourself, you're better able to be in a relationship with somebody else. True. And if you're not cool with yourself, then you're probably not going to be cool in a relationship with somebody else. But I know people who being alone just freaks them the hell out.
Oh, my gosh. Those serial. I have a couple of friends that they're never single. Or, like, if when they are, quote unquote, single, they're talking to someone else. And I'm just like, how? That means, like, you were talking to that person towards the end of your last relationship because you knew it was going bad. And so you just, like, easy transition. So you're never alone. And I just don't. I think it's good to be alone, like, between breakups, because you have that time to really, like, focus on yourself and, like, what you want. And it's not necessarily, like, I mean, yeah, it's good to find yourself and all that and being alone. But I guess more specifically for me, I think it's really important to find out what you want and what you don't want. Because when you date, you try to find out what you want. And then the next, when you date someone, you're like, okay, obviously that's not what I want. I thought that's what it was. No. And then you kind of get, as you get older, your standards. I don't know. I feel like my standards are really, really high. Like, I'm really picky. I thought about it today because I was bored at work. So I made a mental list of like things that I look for in a partner and things that I don't.
Right.
And I am way too, I'm going to die alone. And like I heard this before, like as you get older, the less pickier you get. And that is so fucking, I can picture myself at like 32 and be like, nope, I don't give a fuck about any of that shit. As long as you have a pulse, done.
I don't know about that. I mean, I think what happens is as you get a little older, you start to know yourself better and have a better idea of, you don't look at everything as an absolute. You look at everything as a little bit of a shade of gray. So it's like, that person has a characteristic that I'm not hugely fond of, but they've got these other characteristics that I really, really like. So that balances it out.
Yeah. When you said, like, as you get older, you get to know yourself better and stuff like that, I was like, so, because the first thought that went through my head was like, I'm starting to realize that I'm a bitch. Like, that's the only thing that I'm learning about myself as I'm getting older and like going through these non-relationships is just like, I'm just a bitch. Or I'm getting bitchier. But yeah, I think that's very true with the whole gray thing. Like, yeah, when you're young, everything's black and white, yes and no. And then now it's kind of like, well, things balance out. No one's perfect. I think that's the main thing you realize when you grow up. No one is perfect and no one will be perfect. And fuck chick flicks for bringing up that premise.
There you go. Do you have a bitches preach for us this week?
I think we ranted earlier and
we
in
did.
The middle. And I guess it's just that. People should read more, talk to each other more. I don't know. I need to update that Twitter, man. I don't know. It's just like, I think, yeah, the way society is going, everything's like over phone. Like no one wants to talk on the phone. That fucking pisses me off. I like to talk on the phone. If I can't see you in person, I would like to talk to you on the phone.
I have minutes, goddammit.
Exactly. Now that I have minutes, and then like fucking everyone wants to text. I just got in a text argument with my fight. A text argument with my friend that actually ended our friendship that I wasn't aware of. So I ended a friendship via text message. Didn't know that shit was possible, but I'm pretty sure the reason why we're not friends anymore is because there was major miscommunication in text message. And so, yeah, bitches, please don't fucking text serious shit to each other.
Yeah, there is no context in text, sadly.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because you read the tone that you're thinking the person is typing with.
That's true.
Always. And so, because I'll read something, I'll be like, and then I'll read it like in that bitchy voice that I got from somebody else. I'll be like, bah, 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 and I'm like, hold on. If I were to send the same thing, I would be like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, because I have that.
But they're reading like, meh, 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 meh.
Exactly. I have that that tweet I did. And because this really happened where, like, I realized that, like, I can't flirt via text message. And I probably shouldn't talk over online or text message because I sound the same way. Just, like, I can explain myself better in person. And because I think you can see my facial expressions that I'm not trying to be malicious.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a very sarcastic person, and so I can't flirt via text message because it just sounds like I'm an asshole. And I was texting someone, and I was trying to be fucking, I was trying to be like polite and like caring and all this, and it just came out completely wrong. And I'm just like, God, this is why I can't, I probably would fail. I fail dating in this day and age, even though I am this day and age because I'm really not that old. I just feel really old because I can't keep up because I don't know, like, I'm not going to change the way that I fucking talk. Like, just because I add a smiley face at the end of something, like, no one got fucking time for that shit, especially with this new computer keyboard shit. Like, I don't know how to fucking smiley face on this shit.
All right.
I don't know.
I think that's a great place to leave it.
I'm not a real asshole. I'm just really sarcastic.
That's right. I'm not a real asshole.
That's
Although I think we do have a show name. It is The Speed of Lesbian.
Yes. Lesbian, slow the fuck down. That's what the bitches preach. I'm changing it. Slow the fuck down.
Slow your lesbian roll.
Unless you have a nice place, let me move in.
Fair enough. All right, that's it for episode 12 of the Well Hung Podcast. We'll have another one for you again next week. Wednesday and Friday, new Nate Darling shows. Thank you for supporting us on the Shop Amazon tab, and we will see you next week.
See y'all later.